They want a little bit more.
Anyway, it's a nice feature we do here, and people really, really enjoy it. I think we have Craig on the line. You there, Craig?
Yes, I am this morning.
All right. We got Ron Bailey, the Blossom Basket Florist. Tell us the story today, Craig.
Well, May 15th, my father passed away, and it's been quite a struggle for my mom having to deal with everything, and she's kind of hit a wall where things are really tough lately, and she's just kind of lost her motivation to, you know, get out and get going on life after the passing of, you know, her husband. And so I thought maybe the flowers would lift her up and kind of give her a reason to get up, get out, and get at it today.
Ron, I think we can probably brighten her day, couldn't we?
Oh, we sure can, Stevie. We do a lot of this, and, you know, we can do an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous arrangement for her that'll just really pick her up.
Craig, you're good. You said this is your mom?
Yep. She's living down in Tolono and been there her whole life, and Diane and everybody knows her and has been very supportive in that community, and, mm-hmm. and I think that would just brighten her day.
Well, let's do this.
It is so tough when you lose a parent and you're going through their things, and you have to go through this process, obviously, but it is so tough. You hit things that are sentimental. You're sitting there with it for a half an hour. You can't move on. I can totally feel her pain as my parents have passed away, Craig. I'll be praying for you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Ron, you're a good man for doing this. We appreciate it. Hold on, everybody. Ron Bailey, thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
You betcha. Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket Florist. Craig, about his mom in Tolono. We'll figure that all out. As far as how we get flowers to his mom to hopefully lift her day. Thank you, Ron Bailey, Blossom Basket, for doing this once a month with us. Okay, Honda BMW Champaign, providing the official vehicle for Miss Illinois 2018. They are a President's Award winner. Honda is a President's Award winner from Honda. And that means they're top 10% in the nation when it comes to great Honda dealers. That is hard to achieve. Thus, or is it thusly, you should go out and meet them.
There you go.
Go look at some of the vehicles they have on the lot, from the Pilot to the Civic. Is there a better value vehicle than the Civic? I love the Civic. I think, you know, you get a nice Civic for, I think, $20,000, brand new. It's just hard to find a $20,000 vehicle like that. Anyway, go look around. Check out the Beamer section as well. Floor clean enough to eat off of it. It's Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com off of Neil and Burwash. Neil and Burwash.
Right over by the Thorntons.
You know they have a collision center as well? They fix all vehicles when there's an accident?
Really good service. My friend Todd works over there.
Okay. So is it called Champaign Collision Center or something?
I think so.
Anyway, it's right with Honda, and they're right over there at that building when you're at Honda. And so they can fix dents or crashes or whatever. They work with all insurance. The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of their other businesses that it's just convenience right there off of Neil at Burwash. So you can be aware of that as well. DriveChampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com. All right. Good to have you along. Stephanie Pratt, the Realtor, the Rocks of the Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, and ESPN 93.5, giving you a chance to rock out with the 2018-80s Rock Concert Series. Listen to Tay and Carp in the afternoon. You'll have a chance to text in ROCK 359-2255, and you'll have a chance to go see Whitesnake July 11, Northerly Island in Chicago. Thanks to Larry's Limousine Service for providing transportation. Okay. Don't forget Friday, Value Check, live broadcast, 7 to 9. Selling milk for a dime and a dozen eggs for a dime for the broadcast from 7 to 9 while supplies last. We have no idea what to expect. Really don't know what to expect. I would think we'll have people come buy milk for a dime.
Uh-huh.
It's at Value Check, which is on Glen Park Drive, which is near Planet Fitness and La Bamba and Garcia's and, yeah, out there in North Mattis.
Okay, 5 cartons for a dollar, it says, if you get the 5 milk and the 5 eggs. All right.
So you get a dollar for 5 gallons of milk.
Right.
10 cents each and 5 dozen eggs. And, okay, so you don't drink 5 gallons of milk in 2 weeks. Get 3 gallons for 30 cents.
And if you're a sugar buster, even more savings.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring a roll of quarters.
Okay.
So when you walk in and see me, because I'll be right in the door where you walk in, I'll give you 2 quarters so that you only spend 50 cents on 5 gallons of milk. That's if you're a sugar buster. Yeah.
Sounds great.
No ID needed. Honor system, people.
1914 Glen Park Drive, right off Mattis.
That's this Friday, 2-hour milk and egg sale. You're never going to buy it for less. Oops, unless you get in a time machine. Check your sports headlines.
We've got the Chicago Cubs experiencing a rainout and some power outages yesterday. So 12:05, the first game in the doubleheader. 7:05, the next game against the L.A. Dodgers. You'll hear the action on U.S. 105.9. Javier Baez back after being hit in the elbow over the weekend. And it looks like Javier Baez is our guy. The star second baseman for the Chicago Cubs is involved with pro camps worldwide and Welch's Fruit Snacks to give grades 1 through 8 kids a chance to win their way to the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp on July 19th. You have until Friday, June 22nd, to nominate a player for you to experience. We've got 2 tickets, again, 1st through 8th grader nominated, ESPNCU.com. We've also got the Philadelphia Phillies winning over the Cardinals 6-5 yesterday in 10 innings. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney in Philadelphia, where it looked like the Cardinals were out of it in the ninth inning. They had 2 men on, 2 strikeouts already in the ninth, and they had piled up strikeouts throughout the game. But Ricky, on strike 3 swinging, Munoz made first base because of a wild pitch. A run scored. Then Colton Wong drove in the tying run. Tommy Pham hit a homer in the 10th. But the Phillies scored 2 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 10th.
Matt Bowman not able to close it out, but the Cardinals bullpen was terrific in relief of Miles Michaelis, who got off to a rough start. He gave up 4 runs in the first, but the Cardinals fought all the way back. They just could not finish the job.
The bullpen was good, but Bowman was up in the zone.
And Aaron Altair made him pay, hit a ball into the left field corner. A diving attempt by Ozuna, trying to do too much, perhaps.
Game 2 of the series tonight, Luke Weaver goes for his 4th win against Vince Velasquez. And we're on the air with a pregame show at 5:10.
Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 6-2. They've got a game tonight also. In baseball, the College World Series had Oregon State beating Washington 14-5. Now Washington is eliminated. Inclement weather postponed the North Carolina-Mississippi State game. That's the first game out of the gate today. Also, after bringing the Stanley Cup to the nation's capital, the Washington Capitals have not reached an agreement with Barry Trotz, who's 55. He's stepping down as head coach with 4 seasons with the nation's or Washington Capitals. He was 205, 89, and 34. England over Tunisia. What is wrong with me? I cannot.
Tunisia.
Thank you. 2-1, England on top. Belgium over Panama, 3-0. And Sweden over South Korea, 1-0.
I'm just not good influence because I don't care about the World Cup because USA isn't in it.
And that's why I keep goofing out.
Because it just, to me, I'm seeing soccer on TV and it's just something about you. If you're not in it, it's like the NCAA basketball tournament. If you're not in it, I'm not as interested. Still watch some. I just wasn't into it as much. Because when your team's in it, then you feel like you might win it all.
Sure.
Okay, don't forget radio refunds, City Girl Yogurt, University in Cunningham and Urbana, $30 gift cards for $15. You can eat a lot of yogurt.
Oh, yeah. And yet, great summer treat. And there's some things that are sugar-free.
Yeah. That's a good place. And, and you can go easily spend $30 gift card.
Greek yogurt is good.
Greek yogurt's good. Mm-hmm. A $30 gift card, you take a few people in there, you spend $30.
Only $18.
Move it to $15.
Oh, really?
We have lowered the prices on some of this stuff. Worth going to and checking out. City Girl now at $15. The best deal on the board this morning is the...
Staycation.
Yeah. Comfort Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Comfort Inn and Suites in Urbana, $120 night. That's a free breakfast. That's a swimming pool. It's really nice.
They've got a hot tub right next to the swimming pool.
Yeah. And it's I've got it down to $40.
She crossed the street there to Urbana Gardens. It's all good.
So there you go. But now they do, these certificates expire August 1.
Uh-huh.
So
check out the pizza at Old Orchard. Maybe you want the bowling or to go outside to the miniature golf. That's $25 for a $50 card. Also, Pie's the Limit is at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Humble Hog in Paxton, and Harvest Ale House, another great stop, along with Monticello's Steeplehouse Coffee, as you say hi to Morty. So get some gift cards today. Body Bronze off Windsor and Champaign has a $35 gift card for $17.50.
All right, so those are some of the deals. Plus, we've just added Western Bowl and Arrowhead Lanes, and that's bowling, and that's fun. They've got the Cosmic. They got a little putt-putt
the
inside.
Blacklight Bowling.
The Blacklight Bowling, but it's they've really updated, particularly Western Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, $50 gift cards online right now. For just $25. Check them out. RadioRefunds.com. RadioRefunds.com. And, yeah, Stevie J Travel. Here we go. Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand. Or Cape Horn, or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to... So the Champaign City Council will be talking about parking lots and loitering, because apparently people are doing tailgates on Saturday nights.
Oh.
They're finding alcohol and beer cans.
I see.
So what they want to say is, hey, you can park there, but you can't party there.
Okay.
Because apparently Monday mornings or Sunday mornings there's trash.
Uh-huh.
And I guess it's a thing. Plus, I can't think that it's a very positive, depending on who's there, drinking openly and maybe weapons and things.
That's true.
So you can't. Do it anymore. They're going to write the language. It makes sense. Next time Mayor Finan's on, we'll ask her about that. But it makes sense that you have some sort of here's what you can and can't do.
Right.
Essentially, you can park, but there is no partying and tailgating in my parking lot.
I've seen some older cars or hot rods and things like that on displays every once in a while in these warm summer nights.
Well, I think they're hanging out.
Right.
And I think there are places to hang out. I mean, you can certainly go park at Hessel Park and go to a picnic table and hang out. Right?
But I think a lot of parks close at dusk or dawn.
Well, you can go at 7 at night until 9 or something,
right.
8 or 9. But the bottom line is, if you're looking for a place to have a kegger, you can't do it in a public parking lot.
That's right.
So you're going to have to figure that one out. But then again, those doing that aren't listening to me. So anyway, just an FYI.
We appreciate everybody texting in to 359-2255 with Dr. Sean Love. There's a lot of folks that have issues from their elbow on down and their hands, so we'll try to reach out to you. Again, Blossom Basket Floors, thank you to everybody, and Craig Goad, the winner today.
Yeah.
Also, Bill from Troy was asking about our podcasting, and we have had a little snafu in our equipment, so it didn't start until 8:37 today, so I don't know if I can podcast today's show either.
I got you. Okay, sometimes our streaming,
you
know, little bugs and bells and whistles, and sorry.
That's right.
But most of the time, and certainly Jeremy Warner has tens of thousands checking out his podcast every month, because he's got all that content and all that recruiting news and all that stuff about, you know, it's going to be 6 weeks. So football players report.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, they're starting the summer workouts for folks like Ayu Dosunmu, who is in right now.
Yeah.
So the basketball team is getting it going right now.
I'm going to need
season basketball tickets underway.
Full program, because I won't know my team outside of two.
A fresh new look for Brad.
It's a fresh new look. Here's hoping. And the same for Lovey. And I heard Jeremy talk about Ken Griffey in town. That's pretty cool.
That's right. Big recruitment.
Ken Griffey Jr. Mm-hmm. Ken Griffey, his dad played for Cincinnati. Ken Griffey Jr., megastar. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J on this June 19. Thank you for listening to ESPN 93.5. Jeremy Warner's show is next. Tan Karp, abbreviated show for the Cardinals, back on the air tonight about 5:15 for the pregame. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.